USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Russians seeking asylum in the United States took a small boat from Russia to Alaska earlier this week. They came ashore Tuesday on St. Lawrence Island and have been detained by DHS in Anchorage, awaiting their asylum claim. President Biden warned Thursday that Russia's invasion of Ukraine invites the highest nuclear prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis. Kremlin officials have suggested using nuclear weapons in their conflict. The COVID-19 pandemic has led to a mental health crisis among kids and teens. In a recent survey by the CDC, it revealed about 44% of high school students say they felt persistently sad or hopeless. The death toll from Hurricane Ian surpassed 100 on Thursday as Floridians continue to return home. Roughly 140,000 homes remain without power in Florida. A Delaware judge presiding over the lawsuit between Elon Musk and Twitter Incorporated postponed a trial in the matter Thursday. Putting uncertainty into the mix, the ruling granted a request by Mr. Musk, effectively ending negotiations for a settlement that would allow the two sides to quickly close a deal. Mr. Musk has until October 28th to do so. We're just about 1 month away from the midterm elections in America. It's time for a report card from the American people, with Democrats controlling all three branches of government for the past 2 years. Last night, a debate for Arizona Senator took place between incumbent Democrat Mark Kelly, Republican Blake Masters, and longshot Libertarian candidate Mark Victor. Senator Kelly.
I know what people are going through, and I know it's hard. That's why I've worked to cut costs.
Republican challenger Blake Masters.
Joe Biden's policies caused this, and those are policies that Mark Kelly in Washington has supported every single time.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
President Biden on Thursday announced he's pardoning all Americans who've been convicted of marijuana possession under federal law. Once again, done by executive action and not legislation, this piece of paper will benefit about 6,500 people with federal convictions from 1992 to 2021. The Washington Post is reporting charges are imminent against President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, over tax and gun offenses. Critics suggest he's getting a presidential treatment deal after a four-year investigation by Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss. Missing in the charges are money laundering and violations of the Foreign Agents Registration Act revealed by the Biden laptop. With OPEC Plus cutting back oil production by 2 million barrels a day and the administration's war on the oil and gas industry in America, a decision how to fix this quagmire has come from the White House.
The Biden administration is reportedly considering easing sanctions on Venezuela's government to allow Chevron to increase oil production. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty is no fan of the possible decision.
The answer is so obvious, it's right here. Joe Biden needs to take his foot off the oil and gas industry's throat.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that domestic production is on track to break a historic record next year and noted that the president has asked the Energy Secretary to explore responsible actions to increase production. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O-Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.